Thank you for joining the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I have a friend who says, when all else fails, why not try the truth? We're going to talk about that today in this sermon. My text is from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, verses 31 and following. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you for that gospel which is liberating, that releases us, O God, from our ignorance, that forgives us our sins, and that promises in Christ Jesus we are yours forever. On this Reformation Sunday, we thank you that once again the gospel echoes that our salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Grant, O God, that we may immerse ourselves in this blessed truth and that we may live as free people, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are truly my disciple. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel for this Reformation Sunday.
My Jesus, I love. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love just my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If
friends in Christ, I have a good friend who will often say, when everything else fails, why don't we try the truth? It's right, isn't it? Our Lord Jesus said it even better when he declared, if you hold to my teachings, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let's take a look at where truth really sets us free. And the first thing mentioned in our text today is that it frees us up from ignorance. Listen once again to Jesus. If you live in my word, you're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free. Quite often we hear people say, if I only knew what was right, it would make it so much easier to make my decisions. Well, the Word of God is clear, and it does take away some of the confusions with which we live concerning what is right and what is wrong. Those 10 commandments, for example, that God has given to us are pretty specific and get right down to the nitty-gritty things of life. I might not always like what they say, but I am no longer confused about what I should or I should not do. Let's just run through them quickly. In commandment number 1, God is saying, I will have no other gods before me. In other words, I want to be number 1 in your life. In number 2, he says that we are not to take his name in vain. In other words, we are to clean up our language, our tongues. There's no question about that. Profanity and all that goes along with it is sin according to the Word of God. The commandments go on and say that we are to worship the Lord God, that we are to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Should I go to church on Sunday? Should I bring my family to church? Of course I should. There's no question about that. That's not a question of ignorance. I know if I want to live according to the will of God, that I should be at the place of worship on Sunday. It continues on, honor your father and your mother. And certainly that begins in childhood, and it begins with a child learning what it is to be obedient to father and mother. Take that out of the home and you don't have very much left. But then that goes on into life. And I am to respect that which is authority. I am to respect those whom God has placed in authority over me. I may not agree with what they're doing. And it is only when they go contrary to what the Lord has commanded me to do that I turn away from Him. That is not only the teaching of the commandment that was reaffirmed by St. Paul when he told us to be obedient to the governing authorities of our day. He goes on to tell us not to kill. And he broadens that a great deal, and he says, he who hates his brother is already a murderer. He tells us not to commit adultery. He tells us that there is to be purity in our life. And he goes on to say that he who has looked at a woman as to lust after her has already committed adultery. In other words, he says, clean up the act. Don't fall to the immorality that is found round about you in your day. You know what is right and what is wrong. Don't let the psychologist who may say, well, it kind of becomes the impulsive urge to become unfaithful outside of the married bond. No, no, friend. We don't live with that kind of ignorance. We live with this understanding that sex outside of marriage is sin. We don't have to wonder about that. He goes on to say, stealing. Thou shalt not steal. And that doesn't just mean breaking into the corner grocery store and taking the things there that do not belong to us, but it means also in high places we do not steal, that we are honest in all of our dealings. He tells us not to bear false witness. In other words, don't go around gossiping about those who are your neighbors or your friends or your relatives. That is sin. And then he tells us not to covet. In other words, not to be selfish. No, this is not what God wants us to do at all. The person who has been taught as a child what God's word says about the holiness of marriage, for example, might divorce several times in his lifetime, but he or she cannot honestly say, if I had only known what was the right thing to do. In God's word, you know the truth, and that truth sets you free from ignorance. Now you may say, I don't want to have anything to do with that truth. That's up to you. There you'll have to deal with God on that matter. But don't say that you don't know the truth. I had a man tell me not long ago, who, after he had been converted, I knew all the time when I was away from Jesus Christ that my behavior was wrong. Some of my friends who had the same lifestyle didn't have a clue that what they were doing, which was what I was doing, was wrong, for they had never had that exposure to the Word of God. Society's opinion was all that mattered to them, and there were enough of us who lived for satisfying all of our appetites, and so God's Word got thrown by the wayside. However, I knew from childhood what was right and what was wrong. God's word had freed me up from my ignorance. I just finished talking with a young man who doesn't darken the doors of the church. God's word is never opened in his home. He has a wife and a beautiful child who is receiving no Christian training whatsoever. When I said to them, don't you think that's wrong? He said, oh, I don't know. The weekends are spent in partying. He knows it's wrong. He doesn't have to wonder what is right and wrong in this matter. He saw this happen in his father and mother's home. As a child, they walked away. They still left him off at the church for Sunday school, but they walked away. There was no relationship with God in that home. And soon it was broken in divorce. And so I said to this young man, who I think a great deal of, he is a splendid person to sit and visit with, don't you think you could walk in the same footsteps of your father and your mother? His answer was, perhaps. Oh, I guess I know that I should be in church. And I know that God should have a place in our lives. But not now. Maybe some other day. You see, what I'm trying to say is that Jesus is teaching, if we live in his word, we're going to know the truth, and that truth is going to set us free. And one of the freedoms that we have is freedom from ignorance. That Word of God also tells us that truth reveals itself in such a way, makes us terribly uncomfortable. It tells us, for example, that sin can make us a slave. That's right, sin can be very enslaving. You and I know that if we do anything repeatedly, it soon becomes a way of life for us. Then we are no longer free. But the Word of God says it doesn't have to be that way. I listened to a man who has a very responsible job speak to a group of people one night. It was an excellent, excellent presentation. This man knew his subject very well. And when you left there, you felt, well, I have some confidence in his knowledge of what his job really is and that he is able to do it. He had some very important points in his message that made us all think a great deal. And then he came to the end of his prepared script. He offered to take our questions and tried to answer them if it were possible. There again, we saw that he was very well educated, had a nice appearance, but here was a man who was a slave to profanity. This person with highly earned degrees, an individual who was very fluent in his presentation of the subject matter, could not begin to answer our questions in an informal way without using profanity. Now you see, he is a slave to that. That's because he's lived that way. And even with women in the audience, does that make any difference? Probably not. But I'm of the old school. Sin is sin, whether a man or a woman are there together or what. But isn't there some politeness as far as the way we talk in the presence of those whom we respect and love as our wives? But he went right on. Here's another one, selfishness. It can enslave me to live in a small world where only what benefits me and mine is important. What an empty life that can turn out to be. Isn't that right? If all I'm concerned about is myself, what profit is there in it for me? What joy am I going to get? And I forget all of this sorrow and this suffering that is around. Oh, I tell you, life has more in store than just to satisfy our own little desires. What about fears? The Word of God erases some of the fears. I know that I can trust Him. I know that He has said, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm not going to bar these difficulties from coming to your life. But you can always be sure that I'll be standing right there. That's how I face the difficulties, isn't it? And where do I learn that that fear can be erased? In the Word of God. And how can it be erased? Because Jesus Christ, who is adequate for all things, says, I'm going to walk right through that with you. So we do not walk alone. That truth, friend, not only frees us up from ignorance, it frees us from becoming enslaved in those things that we can take away from our lives. But this has been a lot of law, hasn't it? So let's conclude this sermon with the mighty gospel. What is it that we read in this blessed text that is ours today? If you turn, for example, to verse 32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, and that Son is Jesus Christ, you will be free indeed. It is in Jesus Christ that we are freed up from our sins, the forgiveness of our sins that comes by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Yes, this is the Reformation Sunday, and while we do not want to put such emphasis on this that we begin to divide one another, we do need to emphasize very strongly that it was in that Reformation period that once again the gospel of Jesus Christ was brought back to people that they could know that I do not have to work my way to heaven. That's a devastating thing. I can never do that. But if I will simply trust in Jesus Christ, everything is going to be all right. For he will sustain me. He will love me. He will forgive me. It is by grace alone. And we thank God that that emphasis is back again, and we pray that we will not get away from it. It is only in the Church of Jesus Christ that you and I hear that freeing message. Our salvation, our sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus Christ that we learn that we can be new people, that we don't have to walk in the same old way as once we did. But when Christ has entered into our hearts and has remade us, then we are his, and we live with the abundant life. What is that abundant life? Well, it is to enjoy the creation that God has given to us. It is to enjoy the forgiveness of our sins that he grants to us. It is to look around and see how he can use us. You know, my friend, it causes us to take a look at another person and see how precious and important that person is. He is not just a number, but he is one who has been created in the image of God. He is one who is so precious that God gave his son to die for him. It's the abundant life when I can walk among people and know that we are all the creatures of God, and that God wants us all to be his children. But it is only in Jesus Christ that we are his children. It is the abundant life when together we can confess our faith in Jesus and know that those are my brothers and my sisters, and we share in this one tremendous task. And that is to tell the story of Jesus Christ to the world. Isn't it true? That's the truth. And the truth sets us free. God grant that we can be freed up from sometimes living the lie and turn back to our Heavenly Father who will sustain us in the truth. Amen.
God's Son has made me free. God's Son has made me free from Satan's tyranny, from fear of death and bonds of sin, from all that plagues my soul within. The Holy One Divine became a friend of mine.
Pray with me. Almighty God, gracious Lord, Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in all temptations. Defend them against all their enemies, and bestow on the church your saving peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever, and he who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As a nonprofit ministry, we are supported by gifts from you, our listeners. We thank you for your prayers and your generous offerings. October is calendar month for Christian Crusaders. We would like to send you a free 2003 calendar featuring nature scenes from national parks across the country with brilliant four-color photos. This calendar highlights an inspiring Bible verse each month. To receive your free calendar, just call our toll-free number, 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. We will need your name, your mailing address, and the station where you hear Christian Crusaders. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Again, our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.